today is very auspicious day for the devotees of Bhaktivedanta Benar, because today is the Snan Jatra of Lord Jagannath. Snan Jatra means the appearance day of Lord Jagannath. So I'll try to discuss about the importance and glories of Snan Jatra. You know, there is a very beautiful song regarding the glories of Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna. I think that you know this song. Jai Jai Jagannath, Sachiranandan, Tribhuvana Karejar Charanabandhan. You know? How many of you know this song? Memorized? Okay. Yeah. Nila Chale Shankha Chakra Gada Paddha Dhara Nodiya Nagore Dando Komandulu Karo. The second stanza. Keho Bale Puro Bete Ravana Bodhila Golokero Boi Bhavalila Prakasho Korila Sri Radhar Bhabe Ebe Gora Avatar Hare Krishna Maham Nam Gaur Korila Prakash Basudevo Ghosho Kahe Kori Jodo Hat Jai Gaur, Shai Krishna, Shai Jagannath. So I can request all of you, at least go through this wonderful song. If it is possible, then get by heart. Because there is only song regarding Jagannath. It's compiled by one of the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He is Vasu Ghosh. And there is, you know, Jagannath Ashtakam. How many of you know this Ashtakam? How many of you memorized this Ashtakam? So I know you are all very brilliant. Just use little brain to memorize this verse. Memorizing this verse means your love to Jagannath. Like you love a person, but you do not know his or her name. Is it right? We love a person means we know that person everything regarding him or her, scrutinizingly. Similarly, we love Krishna. That means we have to know Krishna in truth. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janma karma chame dibbam evam javetti tattataha. Tattata means in details. Loving, you love Krishna means we have to know everything. So this Krishna, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the father of Sankirtan movement, and Lord Jagannath are same. Shri Radha Gokulananda Jiv ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So these three personalities are same, identical. So today we will discuss about Jagannath, and naturally some discussions regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna will come, also come. I see that you all are looking at me. I have only two eyes. I can't look at all of you at the same time. But same time you are looking at me all. Why? Because you are examining me. what type of a speaker he is, what he speaks. So it is your privilege, your right. As a speaker, as I am sitting on Vyasasana now, I am playing the role of a teacher. Speaker means teacher. As you have right to look at me, to test me, to examine me, similarly as a teacher, I have also right to. So before starting my discourse, that's why I would like to test you by asking small question. I will not ask these questions to any devotee specifically or definitely. I'll ask this question and leave to all of you who knows the answer, raise your hand, don't answer. Then I'll find someone who will answer. Okay? Yeah, my first question is, very small question. You may think that, Prabhuji, you are foolish number one. You are very advanced in devotional life, but asking questions like the primary level question. So let me ask, because I have adhikar. So let me ask. Tell me, who knows, what is the ultimate goal of our life? Okay, Prabhuji, raise his hand fast. You tell me, Prabhuji. Prema. The perfect answer is Krishna Prem. Prem may be different types, but specifically that is Krishna Prem. Attaining Krishna Prem is our ultimate goal. Okay. Who knows the pranam mantra of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Okay, same person raised 10. When you offer pranam to the deities, don't you chant pranam mantra? It is said at least once in a day, the devotee chant all the pranam mantras of all the deities. That is, chanting pranam mantra is one of the part of shastanga pranam. If you don't chant, that means your sastanga pranam is not complete. Understanding this point? So, this is very important. Especially pranam mantra of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is meant to deliver us. So, please hold your hand and chant after me. Namo Mahabadhanayo. Krishna prema pradayate, Krishnayo Krishna chaitanyo, namne gaurotishe namaha. Why did I ask this question? Who knows pranam mantra of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Because this question is related to the answer of the devotee. Prabhuji said, attaining Krishna Prem is our ultimate goal. So now we have to know who can give us Krishna Prem. Where is Krishna Prem available? Like you are thirsty, you need to drink water. But you have to know where water is available. Right or wrong? Similarly, if you accept this point that attaining Krishna Prem is our ultimate goal, that at the same time you have to know the availability of Krishna Prem, where it is found. If you don't know, then you ask someone who knows. So, in this pranam mantra, it is said, Namo Mahabadhanayo, Krishna Prema Pradayate. This is regarding Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He is the most magnanimous incarnation. Krishna Prema Pradayate. He is the data, pradata. He is the donor or giver of what? Krishna Prema. So you need Krishna Prema. What to do? You approach the person who can give you Krishna prema. Who is he? Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Before starting my class, I mentioned that Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath are identical, same. But you need to attain Krishna prema. Then, what to do? Whom to approach him? Is it Krishna or Jagannath or Mahaprabhu? It is Mahaprabhu. When I got instruction from the authority to give class, I was told not to go into deep philosophical discussions. Surely, I'll discuss the pastimes, but at least we have to have some philosophical understanding as I am discussing in the beginning. If you do not know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, devotee must know the conclusions of the Vedic scriptures. Conclusions means Siddhant. You are doing something, but you don't know why you are doing, what to do, how to do. Then is. Suppose I saw you on that road. I asked you, Prabhu, where are you going? You replied, I don't know. Let me see. The sign of the mad person. If other sampradayas people ask you, why do you render devotional service? I don't know. What is this? They are sentimentalist. That's why knowing conculcation is very important under the teacher of the bona fide spiritual master. Under the bona fide spiritual master. So we should think I'm a student. And Srila Prabhupada is our eternal spiritual, instructing spiritual master for all of you in ISKCON. So the Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Jagannath are the same. So we should always bear in mind whatever we do in our devotional service or in our devotional life, the purpose of all my services is to please Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So third question, why do we celebrate Jagannath festival? Like we are going to celebrate now, bathing festival today, ceremony of Jagannath. Why do we celebrate? Mahaprabhu's teaching is Araddha Bhagavan Prajeshatanaya. The son of Vrindavan, who is he? Lord Krishna is our most worshipable personality. So worshipping Krishna, Radha Krishna is enough. Why do we celebrate Jagannath festival? And you know that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the combination of Radha and Krishna, right? Krishna descended in this nature in the age of Dwapar. Mahaprabhu came in the age of Kali. This is the time. And we are all the people of the age of Kali. So Mahaprabhu is very close, very immediate Bhagavan to us. So we should worship him, right? But why in every ISKCON center we see Radha Krishna deities are common? Why? What is the conclusion? Siddhant. During Mahaprabhu, around 500 years ago, all of his associates knew it, that Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. Mahaprabhu's teaching was, you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You worship Radha Krishna. Then associates replied, Mahaprabhu, why? You are Radha Krishna himself. So we'll chant your name. Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his hand, finger in the ear. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, don't say it. You love me? Yes, that's why we are chanting your name. Mahaprabhu asked, you love me? Yes. So you follow whatever I am speaking. Don't chant my name, Gauranga, Gauranga. You chant the name of Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Point is that we worship Radha Krishna to please Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Point is that we celebrate Jagannath festival to please Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Why it is necessary to please Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Because it is only Gauranga Mahaprabhu will give you Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem will not be delivered by Krishna. Krishna Prem will not be delivered by Jagannath. Krishna Prem will be given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why Acharya wrote this pranam mantra. Namo Mahabadannayo Krishna Prema Pradayate. His name is called Krishna Prem, but Krishna does not have this prem. You tell me, whom do you love the most in this material nature? Who can answer? In this material nature, in this samsara, whom do you love the most? You don't know? Yeah? Yes? Rashodas Prabhu? Yes! You like the most yourself. Right? So that means you have love of yourself. You have love of yourself. Although we say many persons, now we love you this and that, is fake. Actually, you love yourself. Okay, now, try to understand this point. Very important. Very, very important. You love yourself the most, right? So now, you purchased a bouquet from the market. And by your right hand, you are offering yourself. Will you be pleased? You love yourself the most, and the expression of love is to do something, to give something as a gift. You got a gift from the market, like bouquet, flower bouquet, and you are offering yourself. Will you become happy? That means you love yourself the most, but that love is not with you. That love is with somebody else. Understanding this point? The person who is having the love of yourself, if he or she gets a bouquet and offer it to you, immediately will please. Understanding by similarly, Krishna Prem is not with Krishna. Krishna Prem, Radharani is having Krishna Prem. Why? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Samaham Sarva Bhutesu. I am equal to everyone. If I keep my Prem with me, then I have to distribute everyone without making any discrimination. But everyone is not eligible to receive Krishna Prem. So that's why I have given this responsibility of distribution Krishna Prem at the hand of Srimati Radharani, who is my most closest or topmost devotee. That's why attaining Krishna Prem, we need to approach the devotee who has Krishna Prem. So Mahaprabhu is the mode of Lord or devotee? Devotee. That's why we need to approach Mahaprabhu. Krishna is the Lord of Lord. Rajadhiraj. Jagannath is the Lord of Lord. No chance to get Krishna Prem from there. But we worship them. Why? Because this is instruction of Mahaprabhu. You are sitting here, hearing my class attentively. If I say, Shurdash Prabhu, stand up, go out of the class. Without making any sound, he stood up and went out. When I'll see that he followed my instruction, I'll become pleased with him. Where did he go? He went to the kitchen because I told him, cut some vegetables, help the devotees for cooking. He did so. But practically he is pleasing me. He is not pleasing the cook. Yeah, surely the cook is also getting some benefits from him. But he is acting or doing or rendering the service by being instructed by me. That's why I am actually pleased with him. Similarly, we are rendering devotional service unto Radha and Krishna, being instructed by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So see our activities and seriousness. Mahaprabhu will become pleased and surely will give us Krishna prayer. Understand the point? That's why Mahaprabhu is very, very important. This does not mean that we will minimize the position of Radha, Krishna and Jagannath. Surely we will render devotional service unto them. But we need to have this philosophical point very clear in our heart. That is called Siddhant. Okay, today is the Snan Jatra festival. I think you are all ready to bathe him, right? Yeah? Amazing thing is that we take bath privately. But Jagannath takes bath in open place, publicly. What does it mean? It means when we take bath, we get purified. But when Jagannath takes bath, he purifies others. Whoever will bathe him, that person will be purified. It's amazing. Purpose is different. Jagannath himself is purified. He's pure. So why it is necessary to take bath? He takes bath to purify you. Like during Ratha Yatra festival, na, we pull Jagannath chariot. Na? You are pulling from where? From Nilachal to Sundarachal. Nilachal means Dwarkapuri. Sundarachal means Vrindavan. Jagannathpuri. Imagine Jagannathpuri now. Jagannath temple is the expression of Dwarkapuri. And Gundicha Mandir is the manifestation of Vrindavan. So devotees is pulling the cart from Dwarkapuri to Nilachal means Vrindavan. So today, after 15 days, it will happen in London. You all participate, right? And you will pull the Jagannath. You are pulling Jagannath from Dwarkapuri to Vrindavan. Although you are pulling Jagannath, but practically, through these activities, through this service, you are pushing yourself to Vrindavan. External, you are pulling Jagannath from Dwarkapuri to Vrindavan, but practically, it means, practically, you are pushing, not, you cannot pull yourself, no? You can push yourself. Where? Towards Vrindavan. Means, whoever will participate Jagannath festival, pull his cart, through these activities, he will avail to push himself towards Golok Vrindavan. Jai Jagannath festival ki? So this is amazing. Jagannath Dev Snan Jatra. All the year round in Jagannath temple, the pandas bathe Jagannath. You know how? They put a big mirror in front of Jagannath like this. And the panda sees the reflection in the mirror of Jagannath. And on the reflection, they do abhishek. Generally, living entities means human being, demigods, saintly person, they take bath in 7 different processes. There are 7 classes of snan. Like, one is called mantra snan by chanting mantra. ओम अपवित्र पवित्र वा सर्वावस्थांगतो पिबा जो स्मरेत पुंडरीकाक्षम विस पुंडरीकाक्षम मीन्स कृष्ण जो स्मरेत द पर्सन हु रिमेम्बर्स कृष्ण ही गेट्स प्यूरिफाइड दिस इज ऑन टाइप ऑफ स्नान मंत्र स्नान एनदर इज कॉल्ड भौमो स्नान मीन्स बाय स्मेरिंग क्ले फ्रॉम द होली रिवर क्ले लाइक यू नो गंगा You get some clay, soft mud, you smear on your body, you purified. Bhaumo snan. Then another is called, no? Bayu snan. You get some dust from Goshala and smear on your body, you will be purified. Then it's called Agneo snan. You are doing fire sacrifice. At the end of fire sacrifice, gets You take that ash and smear on your body. You will be purified. Agneo snan. Then Barun snan means taking bath in the river, water of the river or pond or in bathroom. This is called Barun snan. Generally we do, human being. Barun snan. Then another is called Dibbu snan. You go to the sunlight. You will be purified. Or you get wet in the rain water, you'll be purified. And seventh number is called Manosh Snan. Just you thinking, oh, I am taking bath in Ganga, Ganges, you will be purified. But this process, this purificative process are applied only to human being, to demigods, to the saintly person. This is not applied to Jagannath. Jagannath snan is known as Abhishek. It's very special. Jagannath takes bath, you know how? Not directly water. With five ingredients. What are they? Milk. Dudh. Dahi, yogurt. Ghee. Three. Cow dung and cow urine. Cow urine. Five things are known as Pancha Gabbo. Those are Brahman initiated devotee engaged in this, no, Archan Seva, they know it. Pancha Gabbo. At the end of the class, I may ask this question. So don't sleep, eh? Because I have CC camera. I will snap. I'm taking the photograph. So this is Pancha Gabbo. So, however, water is also there. Jagannath takes bath from a pond which is situated at the left side of Jagannath temple, means to the north gate. The pond is known as Shonapukur. What is that? It's a golden pond, means that four banks of the pond is wrapped with gold. That's why it is known as golden ponds. Only once in a year, the pond is opened. Otherwise, it is covered. Why? Because that is the only water the Pandey uses for Jagannath's snan. They uses 108 vessels of water. 35 vessels for Jagannath, 35 for Baladev, 22 vessels for Subhadra, and 16 for Sudarshan Chakra. These are the things. In this way. So only the Pandas are allowed, not the public. The founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada went to Jagannath Puri to have darshan along with his many foreign devotees, American devotees. You know, except Hindu, nobody is allowed in Jagannath temple. So the Pandas didn't allow Srila Prabhupada's disciples came from America. Srila Prabhupada wanted to make them understand, you know, you are forgetting the name of Jagannath. He is Jagannath. He is not Uriyanath. He is Jagannath. So they have also right to enter into Jagannath temple to have his darshan. Why they were not allowing? So they are very adamant to their mode. They didn't allow. Then Srila Prabhupada within mind offered his prayer to Jagannath. Oh Jagannath, although you are Jagannath, but I see practically you are confined only in Jagannath Puri. If I have devotion, I promise I'll take you out of Jagannath Puri. So now we see everywhere all over the world Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra's deities. And people around in different cities and villages organizing Jagannath festival, Sranjatra, whatever. It is only the causeless mercy of Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? So this festival is very, very significant. And after taking bath, you know, they fall sick. This is his love. How long? 15 days. No darshan. No meeting with demigods. Jagannath falls sick and goes to, you know, goes to who can fill up? Quarantine. We think that COVID-19 has taught us quarantine. Huh? Quarantine expression is a old expression. Jagannath Dev goes to quarantine. So you know why? Because Jagannath Dev loves a devotee. He is known as Shabarpati, who knows about Shabardev. Shabarpati. In the age of Satya, only there was only one deities in this material nature. In the age of Satya, people used to meditate. Kreta Jav Dhyate Vishnu. In the age of Satya, the Yuga Dharma was meditation. That's why there was no need of having deities. But only in one place there was deities. The name of the deity was Neel Madhav. The deity was situated in a garden on the mountain. And that deity was worshipped by a person who is known as Shavar Raj. Shavar Raj belongs to a low caste category. So, this Neel Madhav turned into himself, into Jagannath. There is a long history. I do not like to just describe today. That Neel Madhav and Jagannath are same. So, Jagannath takes bath and falls asleep. You know why? To give his personal association and blessings to that Shabarpati. 15 days. That's why he tells, no meeting, no darshan. This 15 days is known as English, it is called quarantine. In Hindi or Sanskrit, it is called anavasar. This 15 days, that the door will remain closed. Hare Krishna, Jai Sri Sri Radha, Gokulananda Jivuki, Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman Jivuki. So, anavashade. So, these 15 days, Jagannath gives his personal association to Shabarpati. He is known as Daitapati. Daitapati. Please repeat this word. Because at the end, when I'll ask question, then you will just start to itch your head. Prabhuji forgot that name. No. Daitapati. Daita means Priyo. Daita means Priyo. That means that devotee is very, very dear to Jagannath. That's why once in a year for 15 days, Jagannath gives them the personal association. No panda is allowed for this 15 days. Jagannath tells that you please don't calm you. Send Daitapati, shower. They live in the garden. So they know how to treat me. They know the medicine, herbal medicine. I do not like to take any allopathy medicine. Herbal treatment I like because they stay in the garden place. Garden, they know the different herbs and barks and leaves for this treatment. So in this way, this is simply the pretext of Jagannath Dev. Jagannath Dev is very stanch love to his devotee, Shabar. When somebody develops love, no? That person becomes intelligent. He starts to make different pretexts to talk to the beloved, to mix with the beloved, to meet with the beloved. Right or wrong? We have the same tendency in even human being. Why? Because the tendency is there in Krishna, in Jagannath. So simply it is his pretext that I am sick now. Because he wants to give his association to his dear most devotee, Shavarpati. So this time, this Shavaras gives all the treatment, medicine, like herbal tea and this and that, different types of, no? So this thing. So we should pray to the lotus feet of Shavarpati so that we can also attain the pure devotion as he has. Every day, Jagannath Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri 18 years. Every single day, Jagannath Mahaprabhu used to go to Jagannath temple to have his darshan. Not a single day he missed. But for these 15 days, Gauranga Mahaprabhu used to become like mad. Oh, 15 days, I will not get the darshan of Jagannath. What will happen to me? Let me leave my body. He was crying in this way. Then Jagannath Dev told him in the sky, Mahaprabhu, don't worry. I have another deity, 15 kilometers away from Jagannath temple. He is known as Alalnath. You go there, you will be satisfied. Then Mahaprabhu went there. The other days, Mahaprabhu entered into Jagannath temple and he was standing far away because Mahaprabhu did not like to dare to approach close to Jagannath Dev. Jagannath is Krishna and Mahaprabhu is also Krishna. But Mahaprabhu's mode is not like Krishna. His mode is like Radharani. And Radharani is Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu, when Mahaprabhu was getting the darshan of Jagannath, Mahaprabhu did not see him as Jagannath. Mahaprabhu used to see him as Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Krishna. Because Mahaprabhu is Radharani, and Radharani does not like to see anybody else except Brajendra Nandan Krishna. That's why Jagannath turned himself into Brajendra Nandan. We see Jagannath is like this big eyes and he means amazing form. But in the eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Dev used to turn himself into Brajendra Nandan Sri Krishna. So every day Mahaprabhu entered into this temple and getting his darshan. At the same time, Krishna also used to look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu entered into the temple, his two shevaks, known as Bakreshwar Pandit and Govinda, used to follow him. Because Bakreshwar Pandit had very gigantic body. Mahaprabhu was so beautiful to look at because the beauty of Radha and Krishna was there. So every hundreds and people used to look at Gauranga Mahaprabhu when Gauranga Mahaprabhu was entering into Jagannath temple. Although they are there to have darshan of Jagannath,
But when Mahaprabhu entered into the temple, they forgot to have the darshan of Jagannath. They used to look at Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So much crowd, Mahaprabhu could not go ahead. That's why Mahaprabhu called, Bakreshwar, you come, you be in the front side, and Govindo is in the back side. So because this Bakreshwar Pond is very tall figure, heavy body, Bakreshwar Pond is making way. Oh, what? Mahaprabhu is coming. Make the way. So he made the way, Mahaprabhu going ahead. So inside the temple, Mahaprabhu was getting darshan, putting his hand on the pillar. Still you will see the trace is there. Finger trace. Mahaprabhu used to put his finger. When Mahaprabhu looked at Jagannath, he developed so much Krishna prem. He was in ecstasy. Due to this Krishna prem, even the stone could not tolerate. It became melted. Still the fingerprints are there in the wall. How many of you noticed it? I see that you didn't visit Jagannath Puri. Okay, still there. So Mahaprabhu, why putting his hand on the wall? Taking support. Otherwise he could not stand properly due to prem. So he was taking support, standing and looking at Jagannath. Means he is looking at Brajendranand Krishna. At the same time, from the altar, Jagannath was looking at Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And these two Sevaka were standing side by side, left side and right side. They are standing, means guarding Mahaprabhu, so that nobody can disturb his darshan, okay? So Mahaprabhu is looking at Jagannath Dev, and Jagannath Dev is looking at Mahaprabhu. It is there is a description regarding this darshan. Jagannath api visitam, even to look at Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Lord Jagannath became astonished. What a beautiful mood. Visitam means astonished, becoming astonished. Every day it was happening. One day, Mahaprabhu saw that a blackish boy came out from the altar of Jagannath Dev. And straightly, directly, he came to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And in front of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he stood up like this. Like you are trying to ask or seeing something from the behind, but it is difficult to know, see it clearly. So then what to do? You will try to come to the front part, so that you can see properly. So Jagannath altar and Gauranga Mahaprabhu's distance is a long distance. Jagannath could not see properly the face, the wonderful bodily features of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That's why Jagannath came out from the altar and stood up in front of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu noticed, the blackish boy is coming to me, and just stood in front of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. These two Shevaks noticed it, saw that Mahaprabhu is looking at Jagannath, but on his path of eyes, Nayan path, path of eyes, a tall figure, blackish boy standing, he's disturbing Gauranga Mahaprabhu's darshan. So very silently, by the gesture, these two Shevaks is telling that boy, hey, move. You don't see Mahaprabhu is looking at Jagannath. But that boy is not hearing, don't caring. Time and time again, these two Shevaks are telling, please move aside. Why are you disturbing? You don't, you know, he's Mahaprabhu. He's getting darshan of Jagannath. That boy does not care to anybody. He's watching us. Then Bakreshwar is telling him loudly, who are you? I know that you are son of a panda, but I don't care. You are disturbing Mahaprabhu. Move! Go aside! That time, that boy felt disturbed. He was replying, who are you? You don't see that I am watching Gauranga Mahaprabhu? You are disturbing me. Be silent. Let me drink the wonderful nectar emanating from the lotus mouth of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Why you are disturbing me? That time Mahaprabhu told that blackish boy, "Hey Krishna, they are my shevok. Why you are trying to hide yourself? Reveal your identity to them. They are my shevok." Then on request of Mahaprabhu, this blackish boy turned into Dibhuji Muralidhar, Shamsundar, and these two shevok got his darshan. You see the loving exchange, reciprocation between Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Why this blackish boy used to look at Mahaprabhu? Because this blackish boy is Krishna, Brajendranandan. He look at Mahaprabhu means looking at Radharani. So in between, these two sevakas asking question to this blackish boy. Who are you? He was not replying. But at the end he was replying, "I don't know who am I. Why do you stay?" Bhaktisar Pandit asked him, "Why do you stay?" "But even I do not know where I stay. But I can tell you, only 7-8 days I stay in a particular place. That place is called Gundicha Mandir. Because Gundicha Mandir is Vrindavan. Krishna is pakka, completely fixed up in Vrindavan only. Out of Vrindavan, Krishna does not stay particularly at a long time." So he's replying. He's telling his identity, regarding his identity. "I stay permanently, peacefully, only 8 days. That place is called Gundicha Mandir. And Gundicha Mandir means Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Krishna is peacefully situated. Out of Vrindavan, Krishna is not perfectly situated. Is not perfectly situated." So that's why, because Gauranga Mahaprabhu used to love Jagannath, used to have his darshan, by following the footsteps of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we are also the same thing in order to please Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Jai Sriman Mahaprabhu ki! Jai. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki! Jai. So I don't know how long I have to continue. Should I continue? Hari Bol. So okay, another 2-3 small pastimes I can deliver. So Jagannath is, you know, he's Krishna, means Dwarkadhish Krishna. He is having four arms. Krishna even likes to hear his personal glories. Krishna's glories and name are identical with Krishna, non-different Krishna. As a brahmachari, means as a student, Krishna spent his time in Vrindavan. But in Dwarkapuri, Krishna displayed his household activities, life, Grihastha Jivan. So he had 16,108 wives. They all used to love Krishna very much, heart and soul. But Krishna was not much caring and attentive to them. They developed a question in their mind. Why it is? We love Krishna, but Krishna does not care much. Always we see that he is absent-minded. He is looking at here and there and thinking something. What is thinking? During daytime, they could not recognize it. Why Krishna is like this? His mood is completely off. Why? Why? One day, Rukmini, Satyabhama and other wives noticed that at night time, Krishna is calling someone. Radhe! Lalite! He is sleeping on the bed. In the dream, Krishna is making sound by uttering the name of the most beloved, Radhe, Lalite. On hearing these, all the wives became astonished. Who are they? That means my Prabhu has some other affairs. Oh, Krishna, now we understood. Ye dil ka baat hai. Understood. So they could not ask Krishna directly. Who are Radhe? Who are means they, like Radhe, Lalite, Bisheke, who are they? They didn't ask. But they became very curious. So they approached the mother of Balaram, Rohini Devi, because Rohini Devi was in Vrindavan, now in Dwarkapuri. They all approached her. Mataji, your son Krishna, at night time, uttered the different names. Names of the girls. Radhe, who are they? Please tell her. Rohini replies, yes, I know. But as a mother, how can I tell you the love story of my boys? Chichi, I can't tell you. But when she replied that I know the history, then they become adamant. No, no, you have to tell us. No, no, you have to tell us. Then Rohini Devi told, okay, find a secluded place, solitary place, where I can speak to you. So that time, in Dwarkapuri, there is a very big auditorium. So all the 16,108 wives, along with Rohini Devi, went to that room. Rohini Devi on the stage and all are sitting on the galleries, on the chairs. Now, before starting the katha, the love history of Krishna Balaram, Rohini Devi told, one should become at the gate. Because this katha and Krishna are same. When I'll start katha, immediately Krishna Balaram may come here. This katha will catch them. Katha will attract them. It happens also. I'll describe it. So, who can stay at the gate to close it from inside? Nobody agreed. Eventually, it was decided that Subhadra can stay there. So, Subhadra went at the gate. She was closing the gate in this way. In this way. Because her intention is, okay, I will keep the door closed. At the same time, I will also hear this wonderful, sweet pastimes of my brothers. So in this way, she was closing. Katha started. The wonderful nectarian pastimes of Krishna's Vrindavan Lila started. She was delivering her lecture and they were hearing. At that time, all were absorbed in speaking and hearing. And Subhadra Maharani also. The katha was so powerful. Krishna katha, Krishna nam is very powerful. As Krishna is almighty and powerful. We must have this belief. Non-different. The katha attracted Krishna and Balaram. So immediately they came, looking for, where is mother? Where is our wives? Nobody is there in the house. Where are they? They're looking for in this way. And just passing by that road in front of the auditorium and getting the awaz, whispering noise, whispering sound. Krishna Balaram just peeping through the hole of the door and saw mother is speaking about our pastimes, childhood pastimes, love story. When hearing this wonderful story, Krishna Balaram, Subhadra Mani could not keep their form in a normal position. Their whole body started to melt and they fall down on the ground. Their eyes came out, their hands going to inside, their legs, their bodies completely in an abnormal form. It's going on, happening. That time Narad Muni, he entered into Dwarkapuri. He saw that, where is our Matajis? Matajis means wives of Krishna. Where is Krishna Balaram? Nowhere. He started to also search. Then eventually Narad Muni also came to that same place. From long distance, Narad Muni looked at Krishna Balaram. Oh, what a form it is. So wonderful. When Krishna Balaram understood the presence of Narad Muni, immediately they gone to the normal forms. And Krishna is saying, Narad, did you see anything? Narad, yes, Prabhuji, please, let me see it again. Let me see, this is wonderful. First time I saw it. Please, let me see it again. Please reveal that identity. Reveal that form again. Please. Narad Muni started to insist. Krishna told Narad, no. I can manifest the same form again. But as you are requesting, insisting me, I am giving you words. In the age of Kali, I will display or reveal these forms in Jagannath Puri. Hari Bol Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani. So this is the form where Krishna and Balaram displayed on hearing their transcendental pastimes. So this is also very important to know, if Krishna and Jagannath are same, the Krishna is so good looking, most handsome, although Krishna's black complexion is little bit blackish, but Krishna is known as Shyam Sundar. Sundar means beautiful. Sundar means handsome. So Krishna is the most handsome and beautiful personality, but how Krishna can become like Jagannath? Prashna may come. So this is the history, same personality. Because this Jagannath form is the form of, is a loving form. Two personalities, incarnations, are known as love incarnation. One is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, another is Jagannath. Krishna is personally very strict. If you are great austere, very regular in execution of devotional service, if you are 100% surrendered, free from all the material desires, then Krishna will look at you. Otherwise not. But Mahaprabhu and Jagannath's mode is different. Maybe you are sinner number one, miscreants number one. Just you got their darshan and raised your hand and chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Immediately they will deliver us. That is the sign of Premavatar. That is the sign of Premavatar. In three places, Krishna develops different mode. In Vrindavan, the mode is very loving. In Dwarkapuri, the mode is opulent. In Mayapur, the mode is merciful. These three modes are there in Jagannath Puri. That's why Jagannath Dev is very special. Jagannath Dev is very special. He has also the same mode as the Brajendranandan is having in Vrindavan. For example, then I will stop. Or should I stop now? I can invite question. Question? Should I continue or you'll, yeah? Continue. Oh, Krishna. So just one incident. One incident. Okay. Jagannath and Krishna having the same mode. How? He is Brajendranandan Krishna, as I described to you now. The three modes. Modes of Dwarkapuri, modes of Vrindavan, and mode of Mayapur are there in Jagannath Puri. The first example, how can we say it? This Jagannath is Krishna, Brajendranandan himself. How can we prove it? Okay, let us look at the first verse of जगन्नाथाष्टकम् कदाचित् कालिंदी तट विपिन संगीत तरव मोदाभिरी नारी बदन कमला सदमाधुप रमा शंभुर ब्रह्मार मरपति गणेशार्चित पाद जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी बाबो तुमे कदाचित इज कंपाइल्ड बाय हु शंकराचार्य हु इंट्रोड्यूस्ड मायावाद शंकराचार्य आइडेंटिटी इज लॉर्ड शिव हिमसेल्फ महाकृष्ण इंस्ट्रक्टेड गो टू द मेटेरियल नेचर स्टैब्लिश वेद मीन्स प्रिल्यूड टू शंकराचार्य यू नो बुद्ध देव केम एंड बुद्ध देव रिजेक्टेड वेद सो वेद इज अवर फाउंडेशन ऑफ सनातन धर्म He rejected Veda. Buddha is also incarnation of Krishna. Then to establish or bring Veda again in the society, Krishna instructed Lord Shiva, go and establish Veda. That is what purpose. That's initially he was preaching Mayavad philosophy for this purpose. But eventually at the end, this Shankaracharya was glorifying Krishna and requesting all his followers, miscreants, mudha, rascal, Don't think that God does not have any form. God has form. God has form. So you, Bhaja Govinda, this is his teaching. And the same personality compiled this Ashtakam, Jagannath Ashtakam, regarding Jagannath. So in the first verse he is telling, Kadachit Kalindi Tato, Bipina Sangita Tarabha. Kadachit means sometimes. Sometimes in great ecstasy, sometimes in great happiness. Kadachit Kalindi Tato. Kalindi means Jamuna. Tat means bank. Bank of Jamuna. There is a forest. What is that? Vrindavan. Sometime Jagannath in great happiness goes to Vrindavan, which is situated on the bank of Jamuna. After going there, what does he do? He sings. Kadachit kalindi tato bipina sangita. Sangita means sing. But do you know, have you ever heard that Krishna was singing? No. You know Krishna used to play flute. Krishna sings, there is no information. But Krishna plays his flute. So many descriptions are there. But why Shankaracharya is telling here, Kadachit kalindita to bipina sangita means sangita means he was playing his flute from Jagannath Puri. He left his Jagannath form, assumed the form of Bajendra Nandan, went to Vrindavan, he started playing flute. Why? Tarabha. How? Very loudly was playing flute. Why? In order to catch the attention of Braja Gopi. Modaviri, Nari Badana. Nari means damsels of Vrindavan. He used to play flutes to catch the attention of Braja Gopi. And on hearing his melodious, sweet sound emanated from his flute, all the gopis came out from their house in the forest. On hearing this sound, they were very happy. Moreover, they could understand this sound is from Krishna. Oh, Krishna has come. We are all mad for Krishna. Now Krishna is personally present here. They rush to look at Krishna, to see Krishna. Within mind, they are completely satisfied and happy. When a person becomes happy within, that person's body and faces becomes very bright, beautiful, looks like the beauty of the lotus. That's why description is like that. Modaviri nari badana kamala asada. Asada means enjoy. When they came out by hearing this sound, their faces turned into so bright and beautiful. Krishna is enjoying looking at their lotus faces. Kamalas sada madhubo, as the honeybee takes honey from the flower. Similarly, Krishna, like the bumblebee, honeybee, he was taking the nectarian vision from the lotus face of Brajagopi. Rama Sambhu Brahmar Marapati. Oh Krishna, you are always worshipped by Rama, means Lakshmi Devi. Sambhu means Lord Shiva. Brahma means forehead Brahma. Marapati means Indra. All the big, big, reputed, prestigious demigods even worship him. Oh Jagannath, my beloved Swami, you always be the object of my vision. So from this description, very easily we can understand that Jagannath is Brajendranandan Krishna himself. Jai Jagannath Baladev Shubhadra Maharani ki. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Bhagavan ki. Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman Ji ki. Sachinandan Srimana Mahaprabhu ki. The father of Sankirtan movement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. The commander-in-chief of Sankirtan movement is confounder Acharya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. All the assembled followers of Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. So if you have any question, I will request, please ask questions from Prabhuji from Delhi. He is very scholarly personality. He was the ex-temple president and the Indian on-class leader. I am very fortunate, Prabhuji. I see your presence here. Prabhuji is here to bless me. And all the senior devotees here, if you have any question, you can ask. If you have time, I will not bother, you know. So I would like to convey my thanks to all of you for tolerating me. I am insignificant rascal number one, but just I sat here to serve you. Just I tried to carry out the instruction of the authority. So many devotees are saying, Prabhuji, we are very happy you came, so please enlighten us. No, I didn't come here to enlighten you. I have come here to be inspired, to be enlightened by you all of you. The city like London, you are so good devotee. I am really very much impressed. I see the devotees are coming from their house. According to the routine, they are serving, rendering their devotional service. What a wonderful, amazing thing. So you are perfectly situated, I have no doubts. So please give me inspirations, give me enlightenment so that I can continue my life and by your blessings, I can travel all over the world and distribute the message of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, distribute the message of Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you so much.